Are we doing it?
Whenever you're ready, Jen.
Whenever you're ready.
It's totally going.
Old friends grow into old men, while hard lines die with the best. We're out there chasing our old life. We're finally bright. Old friends long to be young men. When hard times built us the best, we're out there chasing our own light. We're finally bright. Say what I, you say whatever's on your mind. Old friends, we've become old men. With hard times, die like the rest. We're out there chasing our.
The beautiful Jen Scafidi, everyone, on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in the city of trembling leaves. Woo-hoo! It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. And with me, I got Cadillac Kim.
Hi.
I got Jamie from The X.
From everything.
Our former intern. We got Melanie, who's a subscriber and a contributor today. And we got Jen Scafidi.
Woo! On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And it's nice. Women's March
it
on
is.
The podcast.
We have
it's
March.
Girl Month.
Yeah, it is International Women's Month, actually.
We get a whole month more than just a day.
We get the whole month.
Right.
In fact, you guys actually had something really cool at the X on Friday that I tried to promote a little bit last week.
Thank you.
An entire, was it 24 hours?
Yeah, we do this. This is the second year. We experimented with it like 3 years ago, and this is the second year we've actually done it.
Nice.
On March 8th, which is International Women's Day.
Sweet.
We play only female musicians and bands for 24 hours, and we get the most positive feedback from that day.
Dude,
and it's
really?
So cool. So much variety of artists. And,
you know,
it's kind of eye opening, though, too. And it's like, well, fuck, why can't we have that all the time? Like, it's men all the time. Why do we have to have one stupid day where it's women? So it's it's a mixed feelings day, but it's a really cool
You mentioned that it's like one of your most like positive feedback sort of days. Mm-hmm. Last year's Women's March episodes that we did on the podcast were our highest rated and most like talked about, I guess.
Reno loves women.
We do love women. Is it so unbalanced still?
No,
if it's like people love it and they want it.
Because a bunch of stupid smelly dudes are making music. I'm
We're working on it. We're working on it. One march at a time.
Speaking of which, we need to freeze in here really bad, Rick.
I'm sorry.
It's probably actually me.
Studio A is real bad.
And let's face it, the studio is owned by a gay dude, so I want lots of hot guys
here. Well,
now
I don't know what to think. You're not fitting into any of my stereotypes.
Sorry.
That's what that smell is.
Well, thanks for shouting that day out, though. That's really cool. And thanks for having a bunch of ladies in the studio today.
Ladies.
Just me, Rick, and the girls.
Speaking of girls,
and dimples.
And dimples. Hi, dimples.
Oh, we gave dimples a mic. We don't know if it's a mistake or not yet.
Yeah. This is an experiment.
Don't fuck it up.
Right. Only say really funny things, dimples.
Yeah.
Okay. Like now. Right now. That was your cue.
Get closer to your mic. Are you closer to your mic?
People live in there.
Do you want to say hello to the audience, dimples?
Hello, audience.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, dimples.
There you go.
That'll do.
Let's go around the room. Let's introduce our guests. We've got Miss Jen Scafidi over here.
Hey, guys.
Many times on the podcast. How many times have you been on now?
I think this is my fourth visit.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. And then we've got... We already talked to Miss Jamie / New Girl.
I know I'm not the new girl anymore.
You're
I'm
not
like
new girl.
Old girl.
When Rory
old gray mare ain't what she used to be. I want that to be my new name.
That's Doug. your new intern name. Whenever you
OGM.
And that's how it happens. That's how you get your
and
nickname.
And then we've got the lovely Melanie Delazal over here.
Melanie,
hey, to our right, who is our
Melanie, do you do things other than get Patreon money?
No, that is my full-time job.
Melanie came prepared, though. She's got like a notebook and a water bottle, and she's the only one that's like actually.
She's
here
actually
to do
like
this.
A professional.
We're all,
like, she is my professional friend, full time friend.
Professional friend.
It takes a lot of effort and work on her part.
Being Cadillac Kim's friend is the only thing I have going on in my life.
And it has killed several people.
You know, it might have. It's
so not easy.
You joke.
In fact, I just recently found out that Kim isn't even a real Cadillac.
So full of mysteries.
I tried to ride her to the bar and she wouldn't go. I thought it was the catalytic converter. It turns out she's not a car.
Well,
wow.
Anywho.
Anyway, hi guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to our second in Women's March series. Women's March installment.
Second when you say week. March, I keep thinking of like physically marching, not instead
like,
of the month.
Please
march.
Don't make me
like,
stand
I don't
up
march.
Right now. That sounds hard.
So if anybody's listening, it's actually pretty hilarious. So there, in the Studio A, there's always like the one short chair. And like we're all in these like tall bar stool-y sort of chairs. And I keep looking down at Jen.
I'm like, not very nice.
You're so short.
Can you see down my shirt from there, though?
No, I can't.
But now I'm trying.
No, it's a
but
little
Jen
better.
Has
yes,
the most microphones. Jen's the musician, so she's got like 27 microphones.
And it's only
her.
When she's talking. When she sings, she's going to stand up and be higher than everybody.
That's true.
So take that.
Face.
Yeah. I actually will still not be taller than Nick sitting down on a bar stool.
So face.
We're pretty close to eye to eye when you're standing up
pretty
and I'm
much,
sitting
yeah.
here. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
So, Nick, how does it feel to be in a room full of all women on Women's March?
I don't think this has ever happened to me where I've been the host for it. So this is really cool.
Nice.
This is really cool.
Nick loves the ladies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nick, you have a lot of respect for women, and I like really appreciate
you're one
you
of the
on
good
the
ones.
For that.
Yeah, you're
like,
one of the good ones.
You stick up for women, and you like actually, yeah, you give a fuck, and I like that.
Thank you.
I mean, we all do. All of the hosts do, but I just, you're here now, so I'm going to put you on the spot. And
well, I appreciate that, Kim. You know, I really think that women should be listened to and heard and followed and
podcasted.
Podcasted, yes, definitely podcasted, and really, when I was younger, a lot of the female artists in the music stuff, I always thought of them as kind of the underdogs too, because you didn't see them that often. Nowadays, it seems like everywhere you look, there's female artists.
Too many women. Too many women.
Almost unbalanced. It's getting there.
Yeah, it's
and
hard.
They usually make better music for me personally, mm-hmm. my tastes and stuff.
I do love a good lady musician.
You know.
Jen.
Hey.
Do you think that's true locally, what Nick was just saying?
I think it's really different now than it was 20 years ago in a way that's really cool, where it just doesn't seem like a thing. Like, there are, like, men, women, that's non-binary people. Like, all of the genders seem really represented well, and, like, it's not a thing anymore.
That's the goal,
like,
right?
I was always like the girl at the show in a room full of like 15 dudes, and now it's not like that. Like when I load in, like it's not like that anymore.
What was that like? What was that like being? Because I mean, part of it is like you were much younger then, and like I mean, how long ago was this? You said 15, 20,
like 20 years
ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago. So like you know, obviously we learn to put up with bullshit as we age. But like, do you think you're just putting up with bullshit easier, or you know? Like, what's the difference?
I think it's a combination of I'm more confident, and so, like, bullshit doesn't come at me as much.
I feel you. Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, like, there's less bullshit around. Yeah,
that's good. That's
and
good
when I know. See it, I just go in the other direction.
Nice.
Like, I don't play shows with people who are stupid.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, so.
Just so you know, if you haven't played with Jen Scafidi.
You might be stupid.
You might be stupid. Yeah. Check yourself.
That's have not yourself what I meant.
Checked. I know.
Yeah.
If you don't know that about yourself, we can still talk. If I haven't said to your face, you're stupid. I promise. You would know.
There's no mystery with Jet. She'll tell you.
I tried to be a person.
If you are stupid, just go ahead and just forget about playing with Jen.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually like really cool. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on. I've got a good like mixture this year of like musicians who've been around the scene for a couple of decades or whatever, and like new musicians. And it's really interesting to hear the stories actually from back in the day. I know a dollar in the back in the day jar.
Oh, but back in my day.
No, but I it's interesting to see like how Reno's like grown, and we have room for improvement. But I'm actually really proud of our music scene.
We're all out of time too, where there is a long history. We were just talking in the kitchen. Jen and I have known each other since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
You know, we're both from Carson, and it's grown and changed, and it's fun to watch everybody go through their phases as artists and as humans and as families, and God. It's really cool.
I wish we were doing this show like 10 years longer ago than we have been.
Me too.
We missed a lot
of shit. We would have been way ahead of the podcast.
That just blew my mind. Yeah. Like 10 years longer ago.
We would have been
ago.
Ahead of Kevin Smith and all those.
Like passing out cassettes every week.
It would be really cool to have like had somebody documenting, I guess, the Reno scene back then. And so now all we can do is talk about it like from a historical point of view. But
one of the cool things about having Chewbacca on the cast with us is he's collected all the tapes, all the CDs, lots of posters, and he doesn't play in a band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So but he was like the door guy, and he was just always there at like, all the shows and stuff. Yeah, and so.
Awesome historian, and someday maybe he'll be able to put out a book.
That would be really fucking cool, actually.
I've always felt like we need more of those guys, the people who aren't in bands but still go to shows.
Yeah.
Because there's like six of you,
girls,
and
hi.
I fucking love you.
Yeah.
Please come and hug me.
But when you're playing for other bands, it's like playing for each other.
I mean, and bands are good audiences too, but like the people who go to shows and aren't even remotely selfishly motivated by it.
They just want to see music.
It's gotten a little bit better though since the city has gotten big and the rents have gone up, which has been really shitty.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when the few times I've made it out to shows, there's been more people.
Well, I said six, not two.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome.
It's like triple.
Like it's improving.
It is getting better.
No, really. And then there's every night of the week, there's something to go do.
Yeah.
If you're really adventurous, you can ask Cadillac Kim. Yeah. She tries to do them all.
There's too much to do. I tried at one point, too. I've had to cut back on that. I'm tired.
I had to cut back.
Go home and lay down.
I had to cut back because I'm getting poor now. So, like,
it's balanced.
Going out everything on the other week is expensive.
But that's why it's good, like Jen's saying, to expose to other people that aren't necessarily, like, in the tight little circle. You want to go outside the circle so that it's not – the weight of support is not just on – each other.
That's very true.
You want to go, you know, you want to get the whole world involved.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's like my hobby.
It's hard to do. Theater is the same thing. It's like we do plays for each other theater people, but it's like the goal is to get other people outside the little.
Hey, I just want you guys to know that I am doing my part on Tinder.
Sexually.
Okay.
Wait, what? You're like swiping for people to come to shows? You're band matching?
Kind of. No, 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 no. But I do go on a lot of dates, and I'm always like, this is like the cool stuff to do. Most people in Reno are like clueless
as
fuck.
Brave and
most
crazy.
People are like, they're like, there's nothing to do in this town. Let's grow bullies. And I'm like, no, come with me. And I show them the path.
One day at a time, you're exposing exactly. the scene. I like that.
See, taking it
you're
for
using
the
Tinder for good instead of evil.
Okay, but are any of them works. Are any of them coming back after you dump them?
A lot of them have.
Okay,
yeah.
good job.
Yeah. No, I stay friends with a lot of the people that I
good
date
job,
on.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Melanie knows are some you, of them. She knows.
Are you all single ladies in here? Or?
All the single ladies. All can we sing ladies. The song?
I'm raising my hand like
I,
you can see
I cannot me. Sing the song. Thank you for asking. I cannot.
You can't what?
I cannot sing the song.
Oh.
But I can tell you.
Jen can.
Jen I can will sing not sing the song.
Okay.
But I can tell you plenty of Tinder jokes. In fact, the last Tinder date I was on, Kim approached me and told them about my upcoming guest spot at the Worst Little Podcast.
I didn't realize you were actually on a date. I'm sorry about that.
I wonder if he's listening right now.
Was the date good?
Probably.
Did it go well?
It didn't go bad. Didn't go poorly.
It wasn't great.
Not a good endorsement. Yeah.
I'm not good at
what could he have done better?
It wasn't him.
I'm assuming it's a he. Oh, I'm bad. What could she have done better?
It was, I'm just, I'm
they.
Not
You're
good.
Supposed to say they.
They.
Well, no, because I want to actually know what they look like.
We'll okay. show you later.
Okay, good.
I'm out of practice dating. And
it's weird.
It's hard. It's hard weird.
It's not hard, yeah.
Oh, was part of it maybe bad because of you?
What she's trying to say in so head. Many words.
That is exactly what I'm trying to say.
Oh, God.
You guys talk so much.
Sorry.
That's really good self-recognition, though. That you're like, maybe I was kind of dumb
oh,
on
yeah.
that date.
I was super dumb on that date.
You were not dumb on that date. I was there for that date. Is
why
that
were,
weird
why
that
were you
I was there?
There
on your date?
Wait.
I think you guys are doing it wrong.
What even is this dating? Yeah. I don't...
Is that how it works?
Or is maybe know. That why I don't like dates?
Maybe that's why it sucks.
Tinder like a... Tinder like a tag team thing?
Candy.
It could be. I mean, hey, there's no, those couples
I,
out there.
I had presented the option to somebody that I had coffee with earlier to come hang out with me while I was hanging out with my friends. Oh. So it wasn't an ambush.
Yeah. I know it sounds.
But he was ambushed by my extreme awkwardness.
Oh, no.
And
he really liked you, just FYI, because when you left, he like hung out with me for quite a while. God, I hope he's not listening.
He's not listening right now, but he will be listening on Wednesday or Thursday.
All right, we'll stop talking about you then.
Well, you know, it's tough. It's tough. I'm brand new into the dating scene, and I'm not ready, first of all. I just did it because I wanted to shake up my routine.
Yeah, see what's out
and
there.
And see what's out there and stop dwelling on my awesome ex who was couldn't have been nicer to me during the breakup, which is what makes me so pissed off. So, so pissed off. So I go out in the state.
It's so much easier to hate them when they're dicks.
And right? Right? So I go out in the state. And I thought I would set my range starting at 30 at the earliest, not realizing how young 30 is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So
they're adorable little boys.
This was my first millennial.
Oh, God.
This was my first millennial. And
there are 30-year-old millennials?
Yes. I'm technically
millennial
a millennial.
Goes to like 36. It's weird. Okay. Yeah, the cutoff's weird. I don't accept it. I'm 37, and I'm like, I'm in that weird gap where depending on what chart you read.
Oh, wow.
And no. Like,
yeah, Nick, if they were like graduating it. Around the millennium, they would be hella old right now.
I got
but
you.
The first
old
time I heard millennials
like
was people who were graduating around the turn of the millennium.
But it keeps getting like reused that term, and now anyone that's 19 is just called a millennial. There's like three
fuck those
more generations.
Well, haven't we moved on? What's Dimples? Dimples, what are you?
I don't know, like iGen or something?
No, that's
iGen. There's a new thing I don't
iPod.
Know.
iPod. I'm an iPod.
iGen.
Gen Y.
iGen. Like the generation that grew up with technology.
It is Gen Y.
iGen? Gen Y?
It is Gen Y. And the funny thing about that is people don't name their generations until they're in the midst of the consumerism of their years.
That's what you get branded by is what you
That's what you get branded by.
Participated in most.
Pretty much.
Generation X is like, they just stay home.
Whatever.
X them out. Buy stuff.
Boring.
So this was the youngest person you've ever dated.
This was the youngest person I've ever dated in terms of age range.
Yeah.
And did you guys know there's this thing called Snapchat?
Apparently. I don't know shit about it, but
I've
heard of it.
That's the dog where you can be a dog.
Like, make yourself look like other things. Yeah.
I only know this because of the children in my life. Oh. Like my nieces and Riku.
Yeah,
do
see,
that
we're
shit.
All too old for this shit.
That's
how we're not millennials.
I actually had to have a millennial, a friend's kid, show me how Tinder worked.
So. Talk about awkward.
I could have shown you, but then I probably would have like set you up with a murderer.
It only happened once.
It only happened once. Goes way far. I'm like, what? Yeah, so in conclusion, it's hard to be single. We don't know how it works. We don't know how to snap Tinder or date.
You know, and it's really fucked up because I feel like I would get more like swipes if I had those like doggy filters that everybody has. Maybe. So like I date women and men. And like so on Tinder, all the women, every single woman has a Snapchat filter of like a dog or like the cute star eyes or whatever. And I'm like, what is this? I don't even know what your face looks like.
Yeah, it's too weird for me.
What is happening?
I can't do it.
Some men do it too, and that's even stranger.
That is even stranger because they try to look infantile.
Yeah.
And every picture of them.
That is not a turn on.
No. It's between that and every picture of them, they're rock climbing. I'm like, you're
too. Oh my God.
No.
Or holding a fish.
So I only had a Tinder profile for like 2 days, right? But I was like, every picture, like every person on here has a picture of them standing on a mountain.
Oh my God.
Why is everybody outside all the time?
They're all on how did they get up there?
I want you to know that I don't just sit at home on the computer to work at Tinder every day, but it's all a lie.
But I do, so this isn't going to work.
It just made me think. They just make me think like you are not gonna like me.
Nope.
Left. And then I found myself swiping right on pictures of dogs.
Exactly. Okay. So I have like a list of things that I automatically swipe left on. One of them is like if it's just a picture of like your car or your motorcycle, immediate left. More than one topless photo left. Pictures with your kids. I don't know. That kind of weirds me out.
That creeps me out, too. I love kids. But
kids are great, but I don't want to see your face. What if like, there's some site. Creep looking at that? Yeah, I don't know.
That's
whatever.
Weird.
What else? What do you swipe left on immediately, like when you did it?
No picture.
Oh, God. Obviously. Yeah. Oh, the thing where they have like their head cut off because you know they're clearly cheating on their wife. I hate that one.
Yep.
Have you seen that one?
Discreet. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's just a picture of like him.
In summation, it's a jungle out there.
What about you, Jamie? What do you swipe left on?
Like if there's five dudes in every picture and I don't know which dude is the dude.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
I'm so confused. I'm like, I don't know who you are.
And
so
they're like, no, it's all us.
Which one? Do I get to pick? Like you're all going to show up and I get
and
to
that's
choose?
How the gangbang starts.
Maybe I should be swiping. See, I'm doing it wrong. And
welcome
the fish.
To Jamie's The Bachelor.
Will you accept this rose?
Will you accept this fish?
No fish.
Five roses.
No fish. It's weird.
Oh, what about you, Mel?
I swipe left if there's a dude in a backwards baseball cap.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, my God.
I think backwards baseball cap is cute.
Ooh, no.
It can be, but normally it reads bro.
Bro, yeah.
And,
you know what it means to me? It's the moment in gay porn when they're about to blow each other and he has to turn the hat the other way so the bill doesn't hit the guy's stomach.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I love it so much.
You know, work for us.
Bromo.
Take your hat off.
Yeah, that's then you still want to have a hat on because it's hot. I don't know. Maybe they got a bad hairline.
Maybe they're bald and they don't want you to know.
Have you ever had sex with a hat on, Rick?
Please don't make me picture it. What kind of hat?
Okay. Like, have you ever had sex with a hat on? That's what I heard.
Shit, you know what? I don't think I ever have. Now that I'm thinking about it.
What about a little precoitus discharge?
Precoital seepage? I have totally had precoital seepage with a hat on. But it was cold. I don't have hair. I have to have a beanie.
I most recently had sex with a man who had a fucking hat on the whole time.
What kind of hat? Fedora?
Not a fedora.
Beanie?
No,
sombrero. Like... Oh, please, let it be a sombrero.
No. It was like a mix. There's like, it's not like a flat. So you're wearing like a flat cap. It's like it's like a mixture between a flat cap and a baseball cap.
What?
I don't know.
What
so like,
the,
like a little weird...
like the newsboy.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah,
the,
like that.
Those
like,
hats.
It was very strange.
He kept it on the whole time.
That's skill.
How?
And I tried to take it off.
Was it any then... good then?
Oh, the sex
if
was...
it didn't fall
was he,
off.
Was he bald?
Maybe yeah, it's like he was when, bald, but maybe, the sex was great, but like...
He's got some body issues about his bald head.
Maybe, right, probably. Yeah. He kept like pulling it on, and I was like, okay, you can keep your hat on. It's all good.
That's maybe so it's like when we wear shoes during sex.
What?
Is it kind of like that?
No, because that's hot.
Oh, Well, it depends on the hats kind of shoes. Hats are not.
Okay, I think the hat thing's kind of cute.
I don't
I'm
wear
sorry.
Shoes during sex.
It depends on what
so
sex.
Do you wear shoes during sex? I mean, it depends on if I'm like in a costume or something.
Yeah, they're costume
but, like,
shoes.
If it's like role playing kind
they're
of sex, sure.
Costumes
but like
hats and shoes.
The only time it's the only time I wear high heels.
Yeah, same. Oh man, I have a pair of bedroom heels. Just so everyone in listener land knows.
Cool. Nick just choked. Just so you know, Nick is currently out of his depth because he realized he's trapped in this room with four horny ladies.
You asked.
They're not going to stop talking about dick.
Four single horny ladies.
I really hate
this.
This
I have a lot
gentlemen.
Of questions.
I hate that this is the first show we let Dimples be on.
No, I love that this is the first show you let Dimples be on.
I just really hate that I know your mom. She's gonna
I know
listen.
My mom.
Oh, this
hi,
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
We're not
you.
Sorry.
Hi, Dimples'
kids
mom.
Kids of age.
You knew what he was getting into.
You did, actually.
Nick,
speaking
are,
of.
Are we freaking you out? Do you have questions?
I have a question about the high heels.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Go for it.
When you're, does it help with... positioning uh-uh. when you have high heels on?
Nope. Are they just
that's
in the air?
Absolutely nothing.
They're absolutely
just in the
nothing.
Air. They're up in the air. Right. Okay, gotcha.
It's visual. Well, I mean, is it visual for you? Because sometimes I turn myself on. Like
yes.
It gets you like into the headspace. Like if you look cute.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I would much rather have sex when I'm looking good.
But some men like absolutely like have a fetish about it. So,
oh yeah,
like, you know,
I don't do the heel. I feel like
I
stab
heels,
somebody.
Like,
myself.
No,
like in
actually,
the,
like
in the
I
other
watch
leg.
I watch porn all the time, and like I see like girls in like these crazy high heels, and I'm like, what the fuck? You are gonna like
I couldn't do
you're
it.
Gonna hurt someone. There's gonna be some blood flying in this later.
They're professionals, Kim.
I guess they're professionals. Dimples, let's take this awkward moment to bring us some more beers.
Beer me, Dimples.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wait, before you run away, Dimples, can you also grab? There's a little notebook in the front pocket of my backpack.
Yeah.
It has my set list in it. Would you grab it for me, please?
I thought you were going to like send them like a love note or something.
I want to write a letter right now on the air.
I know I have a reputation
Rick,
as
do
a
you
Mrs.
Have
Robinson,
any stamps?
But 18 is too young.
It's legal, but too
oh,
young.
Fuck.
Gotcha. That's
cool. So I guess we're going to get another song from you soon, as soon as you figure out what you're going to play.
Yes.
I want to say. So, like, before the show started, we did some recording of a song that Jen's not going to be doing today on the free show. But for our Patreon subscribers, like Melanie, Rick's going to be sending out a special, I'm not exactly sure, you know, how many songs it consists
it's
of.
An
or
extra
if it's
song.
Just one song.
Yeah.
But
getting
you,
a special
exclusive
thing.
Podcast
extra song
exclusive.
And a little bit of talk. So it's basically we're going to send you the sound check with an extra song.
Yeah.
If you subscribe $5 or more a month.
And the people who are getting $5 or more a month already will automatically get that. And I think we're going to try sending it out before the real show posts.
Yeah, let's
so you'll
do
get
it.
A preview to the show each week.
And if you haven't signed up for Patreon / Worst Little Podcast, you should go do that so you can get some free exclusive material.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, do you want to tell us
how
that?
Do they do
so,
that?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. You can also click on it at the Worst Little Podcast website. And if you hear this week's one, which people are just going to get this email because you won't have heard the show, you won't know that it's happening, that you're going to start getting extra stuff. But if you hear this one, last week there was some snot whistling coming from somebody's nose during the show, and we reveal who that was during the in the Patreon thing. Ooh. But regular listeners won't be able to will never know. They'll just never know.
Well, there you go. I'll never. Was it me?
That was some really good tease.
If I tell
Nick
you
that,
now, it will ruin it.
I hope it wasn't me.
I have a question.
Okay. Yes, Jen.
Usually when I do the podcast, I ask somebody first, and I didn't this time. Uh-huh. So how many songs do you want, and do you want them in blocks of things?
Yeah, let's do.
Yeah, because I can do
five songs.
There are five more songs.
Cool. Ooh.
And I can do two blocks of two in a single.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do two songs,
all right,
and
cool.
then we'll talk about
stuff.
Stuff.
We're going to talk about dicks
we'll
some
talk
more.
About more dicks. I love talking about dicks.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
So keep talking about dicks while I switch to my other microphones.
Dickrophones.
What did you do this week, Dick? Dogwater Dick?
Ooh.
Speaking
nice.
Of dick.
Over the weekend, I started an album, a solo album with Jack Danny.
And
Jack
that?
Danny, he's kind of a country guy. He just lives an hour outside of town, and he plays a lot of shows. He's this amazing dude, and he used to be the drummer. He used to be the drummer in Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame.
Oh, I met him this week. He was at a Saint when we did our after party from Loudest Folk, which is when I saw Melanie.
Dude, Danny is so awesome. And yeah, so we had hell of fun, and he brought one of his friends who was going to play some slide guitar for him. All this amazing stuff happened. And so we got started on a solo project. But it's going to take weeks and maybe months to like put it all together and slowly track it out. Whenever somebody tracks their own album, it like takes forever because he wants to play everything, you know?
See, right. My favorite part about that, though, is they come here to Dogwater Studios and they record, and then they send their tracks to me and I get to play them on the radio. And it's all connected, that's and so I love cool. it so much. Yeah.
That's so right. cool.
We got Dogwater sound on the X all the time all in the our time. Local show, yeah.
I want to say thank you, Jamie. Yes.
Thank you, Jamie.
For doing it for all the bands, but especially mine.
All of yours. Dude, you have the most.
19 bands that Nick Ramirez
How
is
many
in?
Bands are you in, Nick?
72.
Actually, currently, I'm in one active band, Once Unduly.
Aww.
Roxy Colley is a little bit on hiatus. Aww. And
Oh, you guys just had a record come out, too.
Yeah. I hope we don't get that Reno curse thing, but...
I'm not worried about them.
But you've been in, like, a million bands. Like, how many bands have you been in?
Oh, I don't know. At least 10 bands.
I just played an astronaut tonight.
It's like 20.
Nice. You played, what did you play?
Astronaut. From what? On the air tonight.
From Roxy Colley?
No, Astronaut is the band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you played that tonight?
Yeah, it's on the...
That's so cool.
It's on tonight. I don't remember what
time.
What time
is it on?
I'm trying to remember. Six, seven, eight, or nine.
Seven, yeah. Right now.
It might have already happened.
Wait, Jamie, you also record live from the recent past?
Every day.
No way.
No, she records live.
No, my show's done at 6 o'clock. Okay. So it's nighttime now. We're good. Like real. It's real nighttime.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait, what? Okay.
Listeners don't know that. This is...
But you put the thing together. The DJs who's there plays the locals only.
Yeah,
show.
I program it, right. And I started at 6, and then I pass it over to sales guy Dave, and he takes the 7, 8, and 9 spots. So I communicate with him who's going to be on and why and how awesome they are. And it's 4 bands or musicians every night. So it's 20 local bands
That's
a week.
So cool.
Spun on the X.
That's so cool. Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's a good time to be in Reno.
Some behind the scenes ass shit right there.
Thank you Chewy.
Said it, Chewy. It's a good time to be a musician in Reno.
It's my absolute pleasure. It really does bring me great joy to be able to do that. So.
Thanks to people.
Will there
like
ever
you.
Be local bands during the day? Because I can only listen during the day, and
so
I want my coworkers to be impressed.
There used to be when we had different ownership. It was a little more flexible. We have a new owner that's a little more structured and corporate. And so daytime spot is what gets rated, where we don't have as much freedom. But weekends and night times are like free for all. So we compromise keeping it local and keeping it corporately balanced. I know that's shitty, but we're doing the best we can.
Yeah,
so
we're out there is all
probably
is awesome.
Not, but at least we can highlight them and those very specific spots so everybody knows exactly when to tune in for them.
Well, as far as corporate radio, X has got the most variety of any station.
We're trying, yeah. I mean, the heart, it's like, I like to say it's corporately owned, but locally operated. Because, I mean, Dead Air Dave's been there forever. We've been around 28 years. I grew up listening to the station, so... Yeah. The heart is still in it, whoever owns us. And we fight the good fight every day.
Dibbles, do you listen to the X?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good answer, Dimple.
You're not just saying that.
Melanie does too, right? Yeah, Dimples.
It's cool. Who's your favorite DJ on the X?
Jamie.
Yes. I'm going to tell her.
What's
Gold
another,
star.
What's another DJ on the X?
Dead Air Dave.
She just said that. Anybody else?
Either way, he's good.
No. I'm just trying to trip him up like he doesn't really listen.
It's okay. It's all right.
Do they ever play that Portugal the Man song that you don't like?
I think they did when it first became pop. Or like,
is it the Feeling It Still song?
They play that every day. I hear that. Me and my coworker, we always jam out, and we're always like, because I know it's old now, but fucking, it's so rad, and it'll
I'm
be
so
all playing.
Tired of this song.
Yeah, I'm a member just for kicks now. And my coworker was like, is that a girl? That's a girl, right? And
I'm all,
it's called Portugal the Man, so I think
they're all dudes. They came into the studio dudes. Once too, and they were super nice dudes. Yeah.
So
did they talk like this?
Not at all.
No.
Surprisingly.
Not even a little bit.
Jamie, I really like what you're doing for the jam band scene. I know the X has always had a presence at High Sierra, but you're bringing it to the studio,
which I think
is really important.
I know, not to hold up Jen. She's ready now, but we get to do a jam band show on Saturday night. It's Jam the Man. It's 10 to midnight. It's nothing but funk and long, weird, crazy songs that we, again, can't play during the day.
Fuck.
So we get to have some fun Saturday night and... they let me do that.
And during the day, cool. I would just have you know, it's because of your radio station now that I know that I don't like Sex Machine by James Brown.
That's okay.
It just kind of goes on and on.
It's a little repetitive.
I'm like, could you do something else? And I've heard it a few times. I'm like, maybe I'm going to like it this time. And I'm like, no.
But he's dead now, so
it's still
fine.
Boring.
This blasphemy.
Dark just, turn.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was trying to end it like, so we can get to you. Because yeah, no, I want to hear you.
Before Jen sings, I just want to say, fuck James Brown. Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
How dare you? He's the fucking godfather of soul.
I'm kidding. I love James
Brown. Actually, okay. We played James Brown today celebrating the anniversary of the day his whole band quit and he had to get a new one. No joke. He was our featured artist of the day for that reason.
Well, but great. When you listen to his songs, I'm like, the guitar player's got to be bored as shit. He's just going,
he was an asshole.
What about his backup singer?
Get up. Get up. That's it. That's all you do.
But it's brilliant.
Take it to the bridge.
You take enough coke. That song sounds amazing.
Well, that applies to all songs.
That's fucking true.
Get on up.
Okay. Get down. Am I standing where you want me to stand?
You gonna do a James Brown song?
Does the guitar sound amazing and beefy?
No, it sounds like the mic's not on.
Oh no.
The queen of indie rock in Reno.
Yeah, you got a new title.
Yeah, these are two new songs.
We've got a crown for you waiting at.
It's a tiara.
Yeah, and it's tiara.
I would wear a tiara.
If what if was enough, sit on your hands, you're making a mess. Trust tension, not release, like a lock and key on a lightning string. You're breaking everything you touch. Why are they closer when you're a disaster? You don't know much. Eyes were for you at the back of the room. I'll write my life one apology at a time. I'll hide the signs that I'm terrified. Giving up on joy, making a list so I don't forget. Don't make promises you know you'll never keep, and kiss me at the sink. We've been crashing through the noise. What kind of picture did I manufacture? I lost my voice. This one's for you at the back of the room. I'll write my life one apology at a time. I'll hide the signs that I'm terrified. Satisfied or find what's mine when desperate daydreams collide. I'm high on my own supply. I'm enraptured by my reflection.
One more?
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
Unreformed Civil War reenactor, a fugitive without a pen, solitary confinement. till all the voices in your head are your own, are your own. What are you waiting for? Perspicacious, monaural crowbar. It loved this sound and maybe you. You know it goes sideways. Don't pour yourself into the void, the abyss of the next first kiss. Blow to the tender hearted. And then we're guarded. Still, you let them quickly slide. Woe to the tender hearted. Unreliable nuclear reactor. An arsenal. Adjudicate motives, incendiary impulses. They light a match, then step back. Woe to the tender hearted. And then we're guarded. Still, you let them quickly slide. Woe to the tender hearted.
Thanks.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Nice, girl.
That sounds good in my headphones.
Thank you.
It does sound good.
I like it.
Yeah. I remember when I was a nuclear reactor.
Oh, yeah?
When was that?
Just tell me all about
tell.
It.
Oh,
Jen remembers when I used to drink.
I do. So we went to Coachella in 2004.
Oh, wait, you were
and it
there?
It was terrible.
Oh, wait, were you there the time that Rory tried to get Rick to sleep with him? Or was that a different camping trip?
Oh, that was
trip?
A camping trip, yeah. But this was camping just at
this
Coachella.
This was camping, ooh. And it was terrible, and we would never do it again. But by the third day, Rick was so mad that he just came out of his tent, like, first thing in the morning, swearing and, like, ripping it down, and then stomped off, that's and fair. I didn't see him again.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
So
what were you
awful.
Mad about, Rick?
I didn't handle things well when I drank at all, and I especially didn't handle things well when I drank. And people would be like, but Rick, a lot of times you freak out when you're blackout drunk, but you also freak out like when you're in the morning sober, so it's not really your drinking. And I'm like, no, don't you understand? That's when I don't have my drug in my system.
Right?
And so I freak out more.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was awful. I forget what I was upset about, and but I just started just screaming at the top of my lungs.
You're like a bear tearing apart your chest.
How long have you been sober, Rick?
It has been, you know what, in 2 months, if I don't get drunk in the next 2 months, it'll be 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Good job, you know, buddy.
Which means I've known Jen forever.
Yep. What was the Coachella trip part of your wake-up call?
No. I drank for years after that. I got sober in 2006 in May. And so things got way worse before they got better. And the last drunk, I freaked out at the house and Cheyenne was pregnant with Riku.
Oh, God.
And she was 2 months away from giving birth to Riku, and I just lost my shit. She was at work when this happened. I lost my shit and started smashing everything in the house. I put a speaker through my car, my roommate's car's windshield. I ripped all the closet doors off. I smashed all the pictures. And the police came. It was like they knew they needed to be there.
That makes your last weekend of drinking sound so tame.
Oh.
Mel, sorry.
Oh,
Mel.
We had already decided we were going to talk about it. So.
And then I got the day I got out out of jail, a friend called and was like, you know, maybe you shouldn't drink. And I never drank again. So I acted really terrible on my last drunk, but then I never drank again. Many people act terrible and are like, I was just drunk, but then
they
keep
drinking.
Were
you blacked out or do you remember that stuff?
I was blackout in the beginning of the freaking out, and then halfway through the freaking out caused me to come out of blackout. And so I came out of blackout wrecking the house. But I knew I should keep it up because there must be a reason.
You might as well finish it once must you be a reason. It. Did you need treatment and help with that, or were you cold turkey, or
I found a handful of friends that were sober, and we all kind of hung out, and it kind of got better.
Support
so.
System. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Thanks for being so candid about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it, you I think can. It helps people. And there's 1,000 different like helpful things in the city to get, because in a city like this that has 24-hour drinking also has a huge recovery community of varying organizations.
Yeah. Gambling.
This
drinking,
is a weird town. Yeah. I have narcotics. Some friends that are 100% sober too and are still able to go to bars. Or was that hard to like reintegrate and be around it?
It's
after?
Funny.
Did it take a while?
And the last year of my drinking, I wanted to stop and I couldn't. Mm. I just kept getting drunk every day. And we were drinking 15
it's
or
so
20
easy.
Shots
it's
every
so
day.
I'm drinking right now.
The only way
But in answer to your question, I just – something had snapped and something was different and suddenly the desire to drink was gone.
You were ready. Mm.
And I think if I hadn't have started like working with people and stuff and doing little programs and things, I probably would have got drunk again. But I did that before that went away.
Good for you.
Mm. Melanie? Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yes.
Do you want to? Did you want to see something about?
I want to hear from Melanie.
Drinking.
So my Kim was with me. She witnessed the last time I drank.
Yeah.
And it was
Was it 5 years ago?
It was 5 years ago on March 31st.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I don't go to AA because I'm a little shy, but I do order my chips from Amazon. But yeah, I've been for the past few years what a lot of people in the program call a dry drunk. So I've been just replacing drinking with one thing or the other. So at some point you sit down with yourself and you decide that you have to work on what issues you have.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to do it?
Doesn't make for a good podcast conversation.
No, well, it's awesome. Fine. It's a great podcast conversation.
But
there's lots of people this could be helping.
But I didn't. I knew I had a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. You guys at home can't see my air quotes.
They heard them though. They heard you put you did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did you like that, Jamie?
I did.
But I got a head start or a leg up because I checked myself into to a mental hospital, and that was my first 3 days sober.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And you came out like a different human. It was like really like a struggle to watch you kind of like grow and like get past that. But like, dude, like, no, I mean, not a struggle from your friend's point of view, from like, holy shit, she's hurting. And like, this is obviously hard for her.
Yeah, I put my
holy crap, we got to support you. Like that kind of struggle. Not struggle in a bad way. But
I put
like
you guys through a lot of shit.
No, you didn't. You were fine. That last weekend was real fun.
So at much least. Fun. Oh my God. It was the best. We had tacos. We saw the novelist play.
We
sang Bohemian Rhapsody.
Luckily, you can still do all of those things now.
Yeah. I walked into a mirror. So in a fucking at the Nugget, there's this bathroom. Go ahead. You tell it.
She apologized profusely to her own reflection as she was coming out of the bathroom.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
And
that's
me,
pretty drunk.
Being the asshole that I am, I still haven't let her forget that.
No, now none of us will.
Yeah,
none
we all know.
Every time we see each other, it's, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's such a weird town, though. There are a lot of sober people that used to not be and probably should be now. And there's still a lot of people partying hardcore 24 hours. And it's
but you're like,
such
how?
A weird balance.
It is a weird balance.
This town. That's one of the weird
things
about it.
But Mel is like still super fun and awesome and comes to shows with me and like, yeah.
I paid her to say that. I go to bed at 8:15 and I never, ever leave my house.
You went to a show Thursday. Come on.
I went to a show Thursday and I went home at 8:15.
No, you went home at 9. It was 9.
What did you guys see on Thursday?
When did the show start? Yeah, let's talk about what we did this week. It was Loud as Folk. It was the triumphant return of the awesome Johnny Bailey.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah, Johnny!
Johnny's back.
Welcome back.
So Johnny is playing next at Record Store Day with Glenn. Actually, actually with his dad.
Oh, and his dad and Johnny were both in the studio, not this last weekend, but the weekend before.
Oh, they both were? Nice. Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah, yes. So they're both playing at Recycled Records. It's mid-afternoon-ish on April 13th, and I'll make sure to link all
then.
Of that.
You'll be fine. You will remember. Wander that direction.
Good thing this is recorded.
You know you're going to go to Shays eventually anyway.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so Record Store Day is a fun thing, and they're going to be playing. Johnny played really great. He played... That's why, like, you, Melanie came out with me because she wanted to see Johnny play, but he, like, closed the night out. So you had to
late night.
late night. It was good, though. There were some other, like, awesome, like, I mean, obviously, like, the usuals. John Underwood and Spike.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm, like, trying to remember
the host.
Name.
The host.
Yeah, they played. And then Aaron Aquafonda, something like that, played.
Aquafonda. I think you made that name.
No. That's a legitimate name. It's a legitimate name.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, and then what else did I do this week? And then Friday night, actually, I went to Dead Ringer Bar where Sosol played. So our guest last week, Jessica,
made it there.
Was it her and her husband
No, it was just her and her husband. They were fucking amazing.
I love their
And most of their songs are in Portuguese.
Wow. Weird. Cool.
Fun Kim fact. When I was being raised in a cult, I was actually going to missionary school and I was learning I was learning Portuguese to go be a missionary in Brazil so I can understand some of Portuguese still. I mean, I was like 17, 18 when this was happening. But yeah, so like all their songs are in Portuguese and I was like, oh, I know what this means, but I can't. I couldn't say it back.
I can't
to you?
Explain it to you.
Like I can't speak it, but I can.
Their sound is cool.
Anyway, no, their sound is really cool. Super eclectic, super awesome. We had her here. She did that like stompy tambourine banjo thing and it was fucking hot. It was great. And then Josiah Knight played. And then Brian Jones, Buffalo Moses played. And then Buffalo Moses and Josiah Knight did like a duet. Thing. Like they got like two or three original songs that they've done, and they're working on music together. Which, and they harmonize really well together, and their sound is really fucking good.
Yeah,
so,
they both got the pipes.
They do. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to go see them together or just separately, whatever. Well, this show won't be out by Wednesday, but I'll go and see them with Willie T. Taylor. It'll be Willie T. Taylor, Brian Jones, and Greg Gilmore on Wednesday night.
At a picnic?
At a Virginia Street Brew House, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
ooh,
the big stage.
The big room.
Yeah. So many shows going on. It's hard to keep up with them.
There's I keep up with them all,
every
Jamie.
Night.
No.
I know.
Just kidding.
I do on paper. I physically. I can't go to all of them, but.
Yeah. What did you guys do this week? You just went on a vacation.
Well, I did. I took myself to Santa Fe.
That's great.
You
went to Meow Wolf?
I did. Meow Wolf was really cool.
Wait, what day were you there?
What is Meow Wolf?
Okay, so Meow Wolf is similar vibe to like what the Generator does. It's makers, it's artists, but...
They have a movie about that.
I don't want to say a higher scale because that's not what I mean. It's not better than. It's different than.
It's different.
It's an interactive art exhibit, and they have one. The original one is in Santa Fe. They've got a couple around the country, and they're opening one in Vegas in December. Mm-hmm. You go inside of it, so it's like a fun house, but it's very Burning Man vibe, but it's like a Winchester Mystery House that you get to touch everything, and
everything
you open up the fridge and it ends up being a secret portal.
Yeah.
You go in the fridge and you come out.
Spoilers!
Everyone knows about the fridge. It's on the interwebs. I had just never... I went all by myself for
when
5
did
days. This weekend was my first weekend home, so it was the weekend before.
Oh, my brother just went there
just
for his
randomly
birthday,
on
like
a Wednesday through a Sunday reason, off season.
No
like,
reason. That's a perfect reason.
The reason was to just go
experience. That's fucking awesome. That was great.
And I wandered all around and ate the food and looked at the art.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Meet any people?
No. I kind of stayed, well.
She's like,
I hate people.
I do. I really do. I seem nice and social, but I'm really not.
I didn't make eye contact with anyone for 5 days. It was great.
I have to tell you, though, so I Ubered everywhere, and the Uber drivers were the freaking nicest people ever. They were so informative, each one so different.
Nice.
I almost wished I had, like, journaled my Uber experiences, but
it was
cool. It was mellow. It was just, like, something different. So, honestly, this last weekend that just happened, I didn't do shit.
Nice.
I stayed home and I sent my love to everybody and got overwhelmed and was like, I can't go to all of them, so I'm going to none of them. And I just stayed home. Life happens and you gotta rest too. I'm learning to rest.
I hear that.
What about you, Nick? What'd you do?
I went to Akhenaten at Bruca.
What?
It was my mother's.
Like, is that a band?
Yeah. I love those guys.
It was my mother's birthday. So a few days before that on Friday, and it's my stepfather's birthday coming up in a couple days. So we combined their gifts, bought them the tickets because that's what my mom wanted to do.
Aww.
Took them out to dinner. Went to the Akhenaten, which is a really long play about one of the
two intermissions.
Yeah, three act play, two intermissions, really long, but really one of the coolest pharaohs I ever learned about. I didn't know about that dude. He was right before Tut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right before King Tut, and you should read about him, Rick. I think you'd find him interesting.
Dude, I'm into it.
Was he gay?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't gay.
He was one of these guys
who was like with one lady. The whole time, and they thought he was a fucking weak king. They're like,
he was a weirdo.
You have one woman.
You can have
what kind of man are you?
Yeah,
wow.
And he wanted to end wars and destruction and
he sounds like a
death.
Decent dude.
Yeah, he was an awesome pharaoh.
And it's an Agatha Christie book adapted to.
Yeah, right? She wrote it. Yeah, I read the thing, and Lulu was into it because she wrote it in between the two world wars. Before she got real famous for all her mystery writings.
Oh, so it's not like a mystery based in that
No, but
time.
It's like her interpretation of that pharaoh who was real.
Oh, so it's a fictionalization by Agatha Christie before she was a mystery writer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nailed it.
That's awesome.
Live. You should go see it.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I recommend it.
All right.
Well, and even if I miss that, I want to read that book.
And there's tons of dudes with their shirts off, Rick. So
oh, my God.
You'll love
you
that.
You know that's what theater is for me.
You know how to bury the lead.
Oh, you're gonna love this one.
But do they have backwards hats?
Right. Oh, that's the best.
Dude, they have hats.
That's
and no clothes, so you're really warm.
Dude.
According to Rick, that's when you know the good stuff's coming.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
The hat gets turned around.
A three-act play with shirtless dudes is fine.
Yeah.
It's when it's a three-act play.
They didn't have any bills on their hats back then. They just like wore them for vanity.
Which is odd because there was plenty of sun.
Yeah. So. It was a very sunny place.
They were all
Egypt.
Tan. Immune.
Still is, I hear.
Oh, do you want to play us two more songs?
Yeah,
two more songs.
And then I want to talk about what's going on in Reno this weekend.
Okay.
Besides,
probably a million things again.
I'm only going to talk about two or three things.
It's a good problem to have.
Anything
Why
you want to talk about?
You so much.
Because I want to go to them all, and I can't.
At least you.
And then I feel like a failure, Jen. If you really want to know.
At least you put the intent out there. I really appreciate
Thank you,
Jamie.
It is the thought that counts sometimes, and I am. I'm thinking about you guys all the time.
Every time I get an invite from Kim for an after party, I'm like, "What is this thing you call?
What is an after party? I'll be there at 7 a.m. with coffee.
After what? Yeah. After I sleep.
After what happens after 8 p.m.?
Do I have to stay till the end of the show for the after party?
Kind of.
Can I just go to the after party?
Hey, so check it out. I saw the Schizopolitans at Dead Ringer on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
Have any of you caught them since they have been sort of playing shows a little bit more regularly?
Yeah.
They were here, but that was it.
Oh, that's right.
Did they bring the big black stick?
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
Yeah, they're killing it.
Did they have a visual show, too, with it?
They had a whole setup, a whole stage thing, and it was just, I mean, it was like 2.5 solid hours of entertainment.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it was really incredible.
Fuck, those guys were awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see any other shows this weekend?
I did not.
That probably just took it out of you, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Akhenaten did that for me, too.
How's this tuning treating you guys?
I love it.
Yeah, I love this song. It's my favorite song.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
The only thing about the Schizopolitans is I really wish they would get a little bit more experimental and weird.
Yeah.
I think they need to break out of their
shell.
I
mean, they could do a little bit more.
Yeah. I really think they need to break out of their shell.
They'll get there organically.
Turn up the weird.
Yeah.
These guys are so square.
Sorry, I'm having a problem. Talk amongst yourselves.
Let's see what else.
Stretch it out.
What did you do, Dimples? Dimples hasn't talked this entire show.
Hey, Dimples, I heard you have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Ooh,
is that what you did this weekend? Ooh,
yeah. Shit, does his mom know?
She does.
Yeah, that's how I found out.
Oh.
Is it really your girlfriend, and how old is she?
She's 8. No, she's 19.
Ooh.
So an older lady.
Shut
up, you guys.
Yeah, we saw Captain Marvel last night.
Don't tell me I'm singing on Tuesday.
La, 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 la.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
The soundtrack was really good. They had No Doubt and Garbage.
Nice.
Yeah. 90s ladies.
Yeah, because it was like in, I think it takes place in like 1995. So
all the way back in 95.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's weird that that is a long time ago.
So like Kyle, I was the end of grunge wear.
Yeah, she wore a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. Nice. It was pretty sick.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, I'm
Was
sorry.
It a baby tee?
Was it what?
Was it a baby tee? That was a 90s thing.
Was that the girl in the movie or your
he
girlfriend?
He was not alive yet. No.
He's like a baby tee. What? What are you talking
we'll
about?
We'll explain that to you later.
Yeah. No,
Google it.
Google it.
I feel like I'm bringing the vibe down with the sad songs.
No, we need more sad songs. I love sad songs.
You guys want to cry together a little bit?
Yes.
Maybe?
It is Lady Day.
It's like you know me. It's like you know me.
Sad songs say so much.
They do, though.
I wish I knew how to play that right now, because I would just play that instead. That song is good. This song is called When the Center.
From the ashes, after the fall, steal our courage, listen for the call.
Queen of Reno?
Yes.
I stand by that statement.
I stand by that statement.
I dub thee. Jen Scafidi.
Thanks.
Jen, I love that you're such a badass bitch, but you sing these beautiful, heartfelt songs.
I know, right?
I mean, it's like we can be both, right?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. She's doing it.
That sure seems like a thing that happens.
Because you're doing it.
Doing it and doing it well.
Thanks. Which one of those two am I going to play? New one or slightly Ooh. Less new one? That sounded like a new one. Well,
Before you start, Jen, what was the last punk band you were in that I saw you?
The last punk band I was in?
Yeah, I saw you at Shay's.
Oh, Crawling Out.
Crawling Out, yeah.
That was me and Scott Bates, Andrew Worthington, and Justin Fiedler.
Y'all didn't invite me?
No, I was before I knew you.
Together. You were in the band.
Yeah, we played together for like 2 years. Mm. We played two shows and then broke up.
One show a year.
That was pretty badass. And I mean, like the dichotomy of that versus what you're doing today.
Oh, that's fair.
She does
Thank
span
you.
The rock and roll rainbow.
Oh,
no,
thanks.
Know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I like you too.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you a lot. I was thinking tonight when we were talking about how long we've known each other and how old everybody is.
Yeah. You can say it.
It's cool, man. I'm 42. It's fine.
No.
Yeah. I've never dated anybody my own age. It's cool. But I'm pretty sure that you, Nick, were there like when I very first started playing solo shows. If you were not at the very first show.
Zephyr?
Yep.
Yeah.
I probably was too, but I should not have been.
That is probably accurate.
Shh, don't tell my mom.
Oh, yeah. You're youngin' too.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Thanks. Thanks for supporting.
Oh, hell yeah.
I appreciate you.
I'll be there till the end. Or you'll be there till my end, whatever.
Right? Well, one of us is going to die.
Yeah. First, yeah.
No, I'm not ever. Just kidding. Hey, this one's new too. It's called Beholder, I think. What?
Well, if you find out that secret, you should share it with me.
That's what a good friend would do.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay.
Hey, I know how to be immortal. Come here.
Come here. I got some.
Anybody else want to be immortal with
you
me?
You want a hit of this immortality?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really hard one, huh? Anyway, let's listen to her song and then think about immortality.
Think about that while Jen's playing.
That's cool because I wrote this song. The lyrics for the song I did like an automatic writing thing, which is a thing I've never done before, which we can talk about after I play it. How about that?
All right.
I mean, if you want to.
That sounds good.
I do.
I said
that don't reciprocate, you'll overstay anyway. If nobody's watching, see what I'm doing. Nobody's waiting on the fall behind. They never stop asking, that's why I'm leaving. Though we're standing on the other side, every moment, lost in a heartbeat. When we're calling on the power of I, when is it over? How do I love them? And we're waiting on the fall, waiting on the falling behind.
Yeah. Ooh, I think that might be my favorite. Is that the new or the old one?
That's weird as fuck.
That's a new one?
That song?
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
sexy
what,
sad.
What's the thing you're saying to...
So automatic writing.
Automatic writing.
It's not a thing I know a ton about.
It's something that my bandmate Carson suggested or told me about a long time ago. But so...
That was the coolest sound ever.
That was my flask.
That sounded wet.
I'm one Carolyn short of a beverage right now. I have four beverages. Speaking of bandmates.
One Carolyn short of a beverage.
That's a Blunderbuss reference for you, not in the know.
So Carolyn, my other bandmate, she always has like five beverages. Yeah, she's always got... Well, watch her. Because she's always got like a canned soda, a fountain soda, a cocktail.
She sounds like me.
A coffee. And then, like, a bottled water.
She's going to need a table instead of a stool.
So if I had a coffee right now, I'd have a Carolyn. I'm one beverage short of a Carolyn.
A party in her stomach.
Yeah. I got a flask and a beer and a fizzy water and a lemon ginger water.
I like how prepared you are.
Thanks.
Yeah. Prepare
you never know
for anything.
Which one you're going to need at any moment.
Anyway, so a lot of songwriters, I think, write the same way that I do, which is that, like... Like you write the music, and then as you're writing the music and you're coming up with the melody, you're using kind of nonsense syllables or what I would call like placeholder words.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, like the closing theme to WKRP in Cincinnati.
Sure.
There's no words.
Yeah.
And it's then, just, and you don't realize it. You're like, what is he saying? He's not saying anything.
Nothing. Yeah.
I've been a good and a boob.
For Kim and Dimples. WKRP was a television show that was on in the 70s.
What's television?
But it was in syndication
TV?
In the 80s.
What's syndication?
So we all grew up with it. And it was about a radio station, and the only difference between WKRP and a real radio station is, Jamie, what is it?
Not a goddamn thing.
Really? No, there isn't. There is a major difference.
What?
They never wore headphones.
What?
Oh, in your face, Johnny Fever.
Damn. I never noticed that.
Yep. Yeah,
we're not supposed
headphones.
To notice.
Maybe it was before electricity.
We watched that. That's actually a tradition
a
at our company.
Cracking.
We watched the Thanksgiving episode in the break room Thanksgiving every year.
That's so cool.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Spoiler alert again.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
We celebrate that every year here, too.
Back to Jen.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Oh, Jen.
Oh, right.
I'm so sorry. Automatic writing.
So more about me.
Automatic writing.
So I looked it up because Carson was like, hey, you should, you know, like try this, or people do this, where you take the syllables and just kind of like intuit words out of them. Basically, like whatever nonsense syllables come out or whatever nonsense words come out, mm-hmm. like those are the words.
Like word soup.
Yeah. And I'm not explaining it very well, so you should all look it up.
Can you enter a trance
and write on a piece of paper you're not looking at?
Yeah, Rick, if you could just pull up the Wikipedia entry for automatic writing and read
it to us,
that would be great.
This is like Edward Casey or something, right?
I don't know what you mean or who that is.
Yeah. Is that another old reference?
Yeah, he's a dude that sat with his secretary and went into trances and she wrote down stuff.
I don't think it's that. For me, like I like did the tiniest bit of reading about it and was like, oh, okay, cool. So you're just like, maybe I'm getting this from the spirits, or maybe I'm getting it from my stoner imagination. Like either place is cool. And so instead of using words I had already written, I just kind of like sounded out the syllables of the nonsense syllables until they became words. And I really like the way it turned out because I wouldn't have
that's
written a lot of those
song
phrases.
Happened?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Psychography. I'm sure. I'm all psychography. Yeah, that's my new band, you guys. Psychography.
I'm not gonna come and see you.
She's gonna pre-come and see you.
Is a claim. Pre-coital seepage. Is a claim to psychic ability allowing a person to produce written words without consciously writing. The words purportedly arise from a subconscious, spiritual, or supernatural source. Scientists and skeptics consider automatic automatic writing to be the result of
ideomotor
effect, and even proponents of automatic writing admit it has been the source of innumerable cases of self-delusion.
So I just got super high, is all I'm saying.
The same thing as free writing. So yeah, it sounds like, so really, the Wikipedia is like it's some bullshit, but it might be great.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
So,
I always thought like Nirvana when in that one song, All Apologies, and he's like, Aqua Sea Foam Shame. What the fuck is that mean? Yeah.
What?
That sounds like.
Yeah, and a lot of the, so I think Carson was telling me about it because Jeff Tweedy, Wilco, like writes a lot of that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So like if you listen, especially like the words in Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, like that whole. Like that? What is he talking about? Ever? Yeah. Like it never
doesn't
it never
matter.
Makes any sense. It never doesn't
you
not
think
make
about
sense.
That. It can apply to a lot of songwriting, really, because some of it is. I mean, we call it poetry almost, but it's nonsense.
And I think what's cool about it is that like I can interpret meaning out of it, but so can you. Mm-hmm. So like that song could mean something totally different to both of us, but like we'll still get something out of it.
Yeah.
It was a fun like exercise, and like I'm just gonna hand this over to like my fake psychic ability and let that guy drive for a second.
Yeah,
cool.
Do you do a lot of songs that way, or
it's the only one I have tried like that?
Okay.
My process is a lot more like I carry notebooks with me everywhere and jot down like stupid shit I hear or funny things people say.
Oh my
and
god. Then,
oh, I'm so sorry. David Byrne, Brian Eno, and William S. Burroughs doing Naked Lunch all did automatic writing.
Okay.
So face.
All right.
Okay.
Whoa.
Face. Thanks.
You're in good company, Jen.
I just interrupted you to tell you that. I'm sorry.
It's not mansplaining when you ask a man to explain it to you.
Explain it to me, Rick.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Will you do more of that?
Right now?
I don't know.
No, yeah, not right you.
Now. No. We got one more song,
I think,
which you're going to go out on.
Yeah.
So
I think I am.
Write a song
like
now.
I'm at a place in, because I didn't write for a long time, and then wrote the songs that are going to be the Blunderbuss album that comes out this summer. We got the Masters back last week. They sound fucking
nice.
Great.
Did you do that with Colin? Or
yeah, are you going to send them to me?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Nice.
Colin produced it. Colin Christian produced
nice.
It. Yeah, it sounds great. Justin Weiss at Trackworks mastered it. It is glorious.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Love
it's going to be
everybody's
two.
Making albums,
it's six songs. It's going to be 2 7-inches and then a digital download. So
that's
you
cool.
don't want if you don't want the physical thing, you don't have to have it, but it'll
you
be
can,
pretty.
Do you buy them separately or use a double?
You can buy them separately.
Okay. Wow,
that's awesome.
Because
cool.
if you only like two of the songs or three of the songs,
right.
But if you like two songs and they're on two different records, like I guess you better get them both.
Yeah.
Just get the whole thing.
Yeah. Right. So like I wrote that song cycle and then this song cycle. Some of you might know I'm coming off a breakup.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of like loss associated with that, and that can be like kind of a bummer / repetitive pool to play in as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been a lot more lenient with myself, I guess, just like write the thing that comes out.
Yeah.
And that's been going on for a little while now. So like
I think it's great. I mean, that's a common thread all music all the time. You're falling in or you're falling out.
Yeah.
Of love.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that.
I mean, I've only ever written about sex and death. So, like, even when I, like, am in a happy place, that's still what I'm writing about.
Are you, so you're still bandmates with your ex-boyfriend, right?
That is correct, yes.
How, and are they going to be doing the songs that you write about this together?
I really hope so.
That's some Fleetwood Mac shit.
Fleetwood Mac shit for sure. Like, the stuff that I, like, the stuff I'm playing here today, like, I hear Carson parts on it. So... like
I think that's cool though. When
fingers
a band
crossed
can get
that, like
that
it can
point.
Be cool,
it's
you know.
Cool.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
we're like
crossed.
We're in a good friend place right now.
That's
like
good.
It feels good. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, well, I don't want to crush Storium. Like I, you know, like I sang backups in a band with full of songs about how I was a shitty girlfriend and that sucked.
Oh.
And these songs are not about how Carson was a shitty boyfriend because he was not. He was a great boyfriend, but like still, like that was a hard year that I did time. In that band, and
yeah.
I was only 22, and to imagine doing
oh,
it like,
man.
You know, like in your 30s or your 40s, it seems like it'd be a lot harder. So
that's awesome. Mm. We're all being so honest tonight.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
No, it's great. I love it.
It's awesome.
I love it.
That's the best podcast.
That's one of the benefits of getting females in a room.
Fuck yeah,
women. So yay, Women's March.
We're gonna tell the truth.
I don't think
no
that
wonder
meant.
Our ratings go up this month
because we're all
you're
real
welcome.
Fuck. Good shows.
Everybody's
yeah.
tuning in to get there. Like, how can I date Tim? Kim, like, crossing stuff off my Tinder
what
profile.
What not to do on Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So, speaking of dating, anybody wants to be my date to this show on the weekend, that would be really great. Heterophobia and the Juveniles are playing at Picnic on Friday.
Damn, we
love them. They're one of our favorites. I mean, the Juveniles too, but Heterophobia as well.
I think it's fun when you have punk rock at Picnic.
Oh, fuck, right?
Yeah. And
that place is going to be packed as fuck.
Seems dangerous.
Heterophobia is amazing.
There's fire there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They got like barbecues going, punk rock barbecues.
And if you want to know more about them, there is an article about them right now on This Is Reno.
Yes, and I believe
don't
we
read
shared
the
that.
Comments though, dude. People,
oh, the lipstick. People
were
dicks about the lipstick.
Some people are, yeah, RGJ and some of our public publication, like,
yeah, people. The comments. Did you see that, Rick?
No, I missed the comments.
Somebody was like all pissy about them wearing lipstick or some shit. I don't know. They were being weird. I'm like, yeah, fuck them.
That's a good reason to wear lipstick,
right?
To piss
wear
people
more
off.
Wear more lipstick.
If it makes you mad, good.
I would wear lipstick if it made people mad.
And then,
I would have been.
I don't fucking
know. You'd be like, oh, finally, Chad.
I know, right? Somebody's paying attention to me wearing
I'm wearing
lipstick.
Brow gel tonight.
Nice.
It comes across through the microphone well.
Brow gel.
You dressed up for this fake radio show, I
sure
see.
Did. And it didn't even raise an eyebrow. Yeah, the great thing about being a podcast is I didn't have to put mascara on.
I know, right? I looked at myself in the mirror on the way out and I was like, nah.
I put on a clean shirt. I changed my shirt.
Nice. Good job. Hey.
I took a shower today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nick. We're all succeeding.
Yay.
We're all doing well.
It's teamwork.
And then also this weekend, I believe, I'm going to go ahead and work the Reno Leprechaun Crawl, the 2019 Leprechaun Crawl. So I'll be out in downtown, and then I'll be down at Shay's after that because it is St. Patrick's Day
weekend. Oh,
I know.
Oh,
and Deadly Gallows is playing with... I don't know, all the fucking people at Chase, because it's Chase. What do you want to do? Oh, Deadly Gallows, Sucker Punch, and Miss Fritz on, actually, that's Sunday.
Damn.
Mike Doty plays.
I'm going to that.
Me
Are you
too.
Going to that?
Yeah, oh, high five.
I kind of want to go to that, but that's actually St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, so I might actually be able to make it to that.
You can do both.
And I'm then, so excited about that.
Yeah, Hat and Fellow begin at 40 Mile on Monday. Ostracize is at Dead Ringer on Tuesday the 19th. And then we're actually starting the potlucks back up again at the Generator. So open house, Maker's Day potlucks. If anybody's interested in taking a tour, that's how I got involved at the Generator 6-ish years ago, was just going to a potluck. So if anybody's interested in going, wants to take a tour, check it out.
When's that one?
It is Wednesday, March 20th.
What time?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay.
Yeah, 6 p.m. So yeah, just show up. Bring a thing or don't, just come and say hi.
It's a potluck. You should probably bring
something. Yeah, you should probably not be that guy that.
But come and say hi and see what we do there. We've got a couple of all ages shows coming up soon at the Generator, March 23rd. We've got a show with Jack Rice from Illicit Trade. He's bringing a couple of bands, and then on April 13th, Skullcrack and a couple of other bands, Vi and a couple of local bands and some
heavy
touring bands. Yeah, some grindcore stuff happening at the Generator. We're just trying to
cool. Do
a couple of all ages shows there, see what
something
happens
for everybody.
The guy welding while the metal band plays.
Exactly,
sparks
that's
flying.
Pretty much what we're hoping for.
That'd be cool.
So that's pretty much what I've got going on. Do you have anything, Nick?
This weekend, let me think. Well, I'm going to Mike Doty. Once and Dooley has something in April.
Yeah, that doing, poker run thing.
We're doing
or
the poker run for the Black Label Bike Club. Mary Anarchy's coming up. I'm locked out of my Facebook right now.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
I didn't. They sent me a thing and they said somebody tried to get into your account from another place.
Oh,
and
I
then,
see.
So I clicked on that and then.
You got hacked.
Yeah, I think I got hacked, so I can't get back in my shit. And if you're listening and you hacked me out there, curse on you.
Hack you back
curse
so
on
bad.
You. But I'm.
I thought you posted like nipples or something.
I have to.
No, I was like, did you like get in a fight with somebody on the internet? Yeah. Or like
I hit the Facebook up for, my passcodes and shit, and they said they're going to send me an SMS and it doesn't ever come through.
Oh, no.
Anyway, long story short, I'm unavailable on Facebook, and that's usually how I organize Mary Anarchy. So I'm going to need some help, or if you have my private number, do that. Or you can hit up my wife, Michaelyn Ramirez.
Yeah. Hey,
send her information, or maybe Cadillac Kim.
Yeah. In the meantime, we'll get you back on the Facebooks. But
it's going to be 17th and 18th of May.
Nice.
So
I'm excited.
We're just gearing up for that, getting some bands signed up.
Have we decided who the beneficiary is yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
Still cool. Well, we will let everybody know when we know that.
Yeah, and so that's about all I'm working on right now.
What do you got going on, Rick?
Oh, I was supposed to have a band this weekend, but they rescheduled to April because they had other stuff going on. And so I've got the weekend off, and there's a bunch of family shit happening that I'm going to probably go do.
You have a cold, so you should probably rest. Yeah, you sound horrible.
I'm sick.
You sound like shit.
I want to stay home.
I was going to say, you should come out and see Heterophobia with me.
Really
but
bad.
Nah, you need to sleep.
No, there's a slim chance I'll be better by then, and then I'll go.
There's a slim chance.
I mean, if you're better, then come.
Right,
because I would love to go with you to see Heterophobia. You've not seen them live, have you?
No, which sucks.
They're so good.
And I haven't seen them in their current lineup at
all. And they love you.
They're so fucking rad.
They're so great.
Well,
Alex Alcantara, the guitar player now. Yeah.
Can you say Bat David?
Bat David.
Thank you.
I love Recuse.
Dig.
Well, we're going to get one more song and then close it out, I think. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, what's going on with your show situation?
All right, so I don't have anything booked between now and the summer. I'm just concentrating on getting the record out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Although if anybody wants to play a thing, you should find me. I mean, I usually show up, so it's cool. the first Mondays of every month at 6 o'clock, I do a radio show on KWNK.
Yes.
That's called Revolutions Per Memory.
Totally.
And it's kind of a throwback show, sort of. The idea is that, like, what if I found this mixtape that, like, 24-year-old me or 32-year-old me made? So it's sort of grounded in a time period, but I'm real bad at sticking to the theme. So mostly what happens is it falls apart about halfway through. So if you're enjoying this monologue I'm doing right now and you would like to hear that along with hits from the 90s and early 2000s, you should tune in.
That sounds good.
I definitely like your show. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, thanks.
What were you going to say, Melanie?
I was going to ask Jen if she knows Lane Snyder. Yeah. Lane Joy Snyder. She does a really cool show on KWNK called Socks with Sandals.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one.
She's cute. Yeah.
She's the best, and she's my favorite young person. Awesome.
Where is that on the dial? Where do we find
97.7 FM or KWNKradio.org.
And Lane, if you're listening, you're officially invited on the Worst Little Podcast.
Oh, yeah. She'd be great.
She would be great.
So funny.
I think she used to do my makeup in
she's a kid. She's like 16.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she did.
No.
I forgot.
Is that
Jerry's kid.
Daughter. Jill and Jerry?
Jill and Jerry's daughter, Elena Joy Snyder. She goes by Lane now. Yes.
But yeah,
cool girl. You were totally invited to the show.
And she's not 16. She's 17 and a half.
Oh, she really?
She would be really
and
pissed.
Half. And
she'd
half.
Be so pissed.
So close, Lane. You're so close.
So
oh, my
close.
God. Okay, so Melanie, like I was going through my, you know, your Facebook memories or whatever. And from like 6 years ago, I got a photo. It was me, Fiona Jane, Lane, and Paige. And I think Louise Brock was in there too. Like from 6 years. And they're so tiny.
Babies
They're
are
so
growing
short.
Up.
I'm like, holy crap. She yeah, was I'm like not, 10.
It's weird
we're
that
11.
We're not marking our lives passing in like our own events.
We're
it's
like,
the,
holy shit, our kids
children,
can, our friends' kids can drive
It's
now?
The children of our parents. I'm sorry, yeah. Jen. I just stole that from you.
No. What?
I just stole the mic from you.
I'm not mad.
I'm
getting plenty of attention today. Don't worry.
I'm just used to apologizing every time I talk because I'm a woman and that's what we do.
Well,
not anymore.
Not on this show.
I'm not a woman anymore.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry.
Yes.
No, it's okay. I have a healthy ego and the confidence of a tall man.
Except for you're in the short chair.
It's fine. I'm okay here because I don't have anything to prove.
All right. Well, if nobody else has anything, does anybody else have anything?
I want to say a thing. Can I say
Please
a thing?
Say a thing.
Yeah,
total
Jim.
Selfish thing. So I'm a theater nerd too, and
you are.
Oh, yeah.
Because I started working in radio. Luckily, I don't have as much time to do shows, so I get to do like one a year. And I'm starting rehearsals this week for my next show, which will be Equus at Good Luck McFadden.
Holy
okay.
shit.
We've
so,
heard nothing but
okay,
awesome
okay, okay,
things.
Okay, so the dude that winds up naked, is he hot as balls?
Here's the thing. I have to tell you.
All I care about.
Is there a horse?
There's a little story. I did this show once before when I was 22,
Ooh.
When I was much younger and much thinner, and I played the girl who got naked.
Oh, my God.
With Dave Richards.
Here's
the thing.
Dave used to be hot, you guys.
Dave and I are going to play the parents in this version.
Wow.
So it has been that long since Dave and I were hot and naked, and now we're mom and dad.
Here's
full circle.
Full circle, Equus, in all the ways. Horse fucking. There's some. It's going to be a great show. We open in a month. We'll open in April. Just in time for Easter.
Horse fucking.
Everybody knows.
You bang the horse and then he lays eggs and then Jesus hides.
That's the story of Jesus. It's the real story of Easter.
You would have blown Dave
Richards.
So anyway,
I'm excited to get started on rehearsal. Thanks, Jake. Rehearsal. So that's my big announcement.
And when does it come out?
It opens the middle of April.
Middle of April.
So we're just having the first rehearsal this week.
Damn. Yes.
Dave Anderson is in it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be great. Mason Vokes is playing the hot young kid. He came back from L.A. to do this show.
Disturbing play.
It's a great one.
I mean, I shouldn't say that. I've only seen the movie, and the movie was very disturbing. I turned on TCM at the middle of the night, Turner Classic Movies, and I'm just watching them all. Whoa, this movie's weird.
Wait a minute.
And then all of a sudden, this kid's naked, and I'm like, whoa, not kid. I mean, he's in his early 20s, but still, that's
He's 17. He's supposed to be 17.
Oh, I didn't even realize
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, used this as his vehicle to prove that he was a real actor on Broadway, too. I'm stoked to be part of it. Anyway, that's my thing. That's what I'm doing.
We'll be there for that.
Thanks, guys.
That's so exciting. do we want to close it out? I'll close it out.
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready?
All right.
Is it over?
Melanie,
it's over.
Everybody good?
All right. For everybody here at the Worst Little Podcast, I'm not going to name them off. I guess I'll name Nick.
Thank you.
Because he's right here next to me. And for Melanie Dolezal. And for intern, New Girl, a.k.a. Jamie on the X, and Jen's Graffiti, and Dimples in the back. And we miss you, Rory and Chewy. It's been a really, really great show. And we will see you next week for Raksha Paksha.
Hooray!
Yeah. Take it away, Jamie.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This song is called In Plain Sight. It is coming out on the new Blunderbust EP sometime this summer.
Oh, trouble. You made a schemer of me. And when you wake up happy, calling me. No, no trouble. Whenever I say your name, you'll find the house all in flames and dancing. Tell me, are you waiting in the light? Are you hiding in plain sight? What's the price you're asking for another ride? No more trouble. No, don't you tempt from the throne that I would claim as my own. The devil in me, and when we wake up happy, tell me, are you waiting in the light? Are you hiding in plain sight? What's the price I'm paying for the ride this time?